Alice was a focused inferno, just begging for release. She raised her long, elegant leg and slammed her red high-heeled pump into Rich's ribcage. Every suspended light within 20 feet of Alice had broken off, dropped, and shattered on the floor. Alice had barely registered what had just happened as she fought to get in one more shot.
Alice, that's enough!
Chad was in front of her, staring her down. He didn't make any move to touch her, but it was evident anything she sent at Rich would be blocked. With the bulk of her rage spent and her target cut off from her, Alice finally felt the emotional weight she'd been trying to push back. She turned and collapsed into Nick's shoulders.
Nick, Vince, get Alice outside. We'll catch up in a minute.
The pirate in sunglasses and the silver-haired vampire gently escorted the devil in the black corset through the remaining crowd. Few people noticed her in the still bubbling confusion, and those that did assumed she'd been struck by one of the lights. Mary turned her attention to Rich, who was trying to lift himself from the floor while favoring his damaged ribs. Camille stepped forward and reached out. Mary saw in her thoughts that she was going to heal him.
Don't help him.
Mary had to make a conscious effort not to lose her temper, too. They'd drawn far too much attention as it was. One more curious event could get them booted from the HCP.
What the fuck was her problem?
Rich had blood on his teeth, probably from Alice's first punch.
Rich, I heard Alice's thoughts when she was attacking you. I know what went on in her dream. I sent Nick and Vince out of the room because if they knew too, I'm afraid they might genuinely try to kill you.
Rich stared up at her as the rest of his team closed in around them.
I'm going to tell you what she was mad about, and so help me God, if Alex and I pick up one mental twinge that you had something to do with it, I'll make you regret the day you set foot on Lander's campus. In Alice's dream, she was approached by a man she didn't know, who told her that he was a friend of her mother's.
Chad shook his head.
I don't see the issue here.
Alice's mother died when she was a baby. Yet this man, this stranger who appeared in the scenario Rich constructed for her, said she was still alive and very much wanted to see her daughter.
What?
A burst of panic tore through Rich's mind. It was a sensation heavy with fear. But the fear wasn't of Mary or Alex. She wondered what scared him more than a pair of righteously pissed off telekinetics.
I swear, I had nothing to do with that. I just stuck her in her subconscious. I didn't add anything.
His mind supported the story.